Okay, we are studying about holiness. And we started like our God is holy. Then we learned the Son is holy, Holy Spirit is holy. And then we learned that God wants us to be holy. We studied that the holiness through the Word of God, holiness through faith, holiness by the blood of Jesus Christ, holiness by the water baptism or obedience. Then we learn the holiness by the Holy Spirit. Fire means fiery trials and testing. Today we are going to learn holiness by hope. Now we are going to learn in the Old Testament how they hoped and what they hoped for. Let's read Psalm 39 verse 7.
And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee.
Now, he says, and now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. In Thee means in the Lord. So the psalmist is saying, my hope is in the Lord. If you put your hope or trust in somebody else, you will be miserable. So the godly people always trust in the Lord or had hope in the Lord. Psalm 71 verse 5.
For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth.
See, again, thou art my hope, O Lord God. When you say Lord God, Lord is also Lord Jesus Christ. God is God the Father. But in the Old Testament, they always use the Lord and God to God. But now we know Lord is Lord Jesus Christ. So they had hope in God. And so once the man having the hope in God and trust in God, and he says, since how long he is doing? He is doing from his youth. So if somebody trusts in God, and somebody has hope in God, they will never fail. Psalm 119, verse 147.
I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word.
Now here he's saying, I cried and I hope in thy word. Now we know the word is Jesus Christ. But in Old Testament, they didn't know the Word of God or Word is Jesus Christ, but they trust in the Word. The Word of God is eternal. The Word of God says, the heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will not pass away. God's Word is for eternity. When we say God's Word, Word of God, what God's Word is, the same way the God is. And so he is saying, and cried I, hope in thy word. That means he might be reading the word of God early in the morning and trusting in the Lord, whatever his needs are. The word of God is like a mirror, or it's a storehouse. Whatever you want from the Lord, you can find it in the word of God. So it's good, like a psalmist says, before the day comes in, before the morning comes, I start crying to God, having hope in God, and having hope in His Word. Psalm 130, verse 7.
Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption.
Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption, says the psalmist. So put the trust in God, because the redemption is coming from Him, the mercy is coming from Him. Without God there is no redemption, without God there is no mercy. So in short, he's saying, let Israel hope in the Lord. So he's trying to say, Israeli people, if they are making idols or going after another god, he says, I want all Israeli people hope in the Lord. And so Old Testament people, they hoped in the Lord. And one more scripture we are going to read from the Old Testament, then we are going to go to New Testament. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 8.
Oh, the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble. Why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night?
Now he's trying to say to Israel, O Israel, if the Lord is our Savior, and he comes to rescue you in trouble, and he is our God, and we have hope in him, why you think yourself like a stranger and thinking that God is not there to help me? When the night comes, you get afraid. And so he said, just like he's traveling, he said, I'm not going to travel. Maybe lion is there. Maybe some thieves are there. Maybe some trouble is somewhere. So I'm not going. I'm going to take a rest or wait somewhere night time. So what he's trying to say, if you have trust in God, day or night, you are not going to be afraid. You have to have trust in God, hope in God. So he is trying to say, Israeli people, why do not trust in God? Because he is the one, our Savior, and he is the one can rescue from our trouble. So he is saying, Israeli people, have hope in God. And so all these scriptures we read, they are trying to say, have hope in God. Book of Hebrews chapter 7 verse 19 says,
For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God.
Now see what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, Lord could not make anything perfect. All this we read from Jeremiah, we read from Psalms, and they were talking about, they talking to Israeli people, have hope in God. But at the same time, even though he said, I hope in your word. But at the same time, in his word means all the commandment God gave it to them. All the laws God gave it to them. They had their trust in that word or those commandments. So here the Saint Paul is saying, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope. Where? In Christ. We have better hope in Christ Jesus than the Old Testament scriptures or Old Testament rituals or Old Testament commandments. So we have hope in Christ. Let's read book of Acts chapter 24 verse 15.
And have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust.
Now Saint Paul is saying, I have hope toward God. Why he's hoping in God, he's trying to say, because we have resurrection in Jesus Christ. There is not a single other God or single other religion can give you hope of resurrection. So he said, I hope in God because we have the resurrection. That's what we read in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 19. We have better hope. We hope in Jesus Christ. Our hope is Christ because he is risen one. And once we trust in Jesus Christ, he is going to resurrect us also. And that is the Christian people's hope. If there is no resurrection, then what are you hoping for? So the Christian people should trust in God that he promised us in Christ Jesus there is a resurrection. Okay, book of Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us.
Now see, again here, St. Paul is saying, and hope maketh not ashamed. That means if you have hope that Jesus Christ is coming, or if you have hope that you are going to go to heaven, then that hope will not make you ashamed. What do you mean ashamed? Means you will not be turned down, you will not be miserable, you will not feel, why did I hope in God? Why did I hope in Christ? Why did I hope in resurrection? But he says, if you have hope in Christ Jesus, you will not be ashamed. Means you will always will have the answer in God. When we hope in God, our God is not going to make us ashamed. Then here he's saying how it works, because you have to have love for God. If you don't love God and God's love is not in you, then you're not going to hope for God to come in. If I love Jesus Christ, then I'm going to wait for his coming. A wife loves her husband and he's out of town. If she loves that person, she will be waiting for him. Love makes you to hope for. And then he says the other thing, not only that, God has given us the Holy Spirit in our heart. And not ordinary, but the love of God is shed abroad by the Holy Spirit that God has given to us. That means in this experience, they didn't have in the Old Testament. But we have the love of God shed abroad in our heart, and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit and the love of God gives us hope that whatever God says is going to come true, and we are not going to be disappointed, and we are not going to put to shame. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
Now here he says, if somebody says, I hope in Christ, I believe in Christ, but I believe only for this world. I don't believe there is another world. I don't believe that we are going to go to heaven. I just believe for now. I'm not believing for future. So he says, if this is the way you believe in Christ Jesus, you are all miserable. You say, but I believe in Jesus, I trust in Jesus, I hope in Jesus, but hope is not for now. Hope is for future. The faith is called now. Faith is action and faith is now. But the hope is for future. If you don't have hope in Christ Jesus that he's coming, then you say, okay, I believe in Jesus Christ and I want everything today. Whatever I want today in this world. I don't believe in coming world. There are some religion they will teach you, this is it. This is the paradise. This is the everlasting life. And we are going to live in here. And Jesus Christ is with us. We are not looking for Christ to come. We are not looking for resurrection. We are not looking for going to heaven. Then he says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. That means then Christianity will be useless. Christianity is based on faith and hope. If you just believe in God, Jesus Christ, there is a scripture in James chapter 2, devil also believe and he trembles. Devil is not believing for salvation. He's not believing going to heaven and have eternal life. He knows that his destruction is coming. So his faith and our faith is different. We believe Jesus Christ is risen today, and we believe Jesus Christ is coming, and he promises that wherever he will be, we will be with him. That is a hope for future, not only for present. Present, you don't have to hope anything, because you are in right now. Faith is now, hope is future. Okay, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Now see what he's trying to say? the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. Why God has called us to know these things, your spiritual eyes has to be open. If the person is not born again, if the person is not filled with the Holy Spirit, if person is not loving God, if the person is not reading the Word of God, he will not understand calling. So we have to have our spiritual eyes open, then we will know what is his calling. Now what God is going to give it to us is, what is the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. This is for the future. He says, you will have glorious inheritance in the saints, means that with the children of God in heaven. That is our hope. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
Okay, now he is trying to say there is only one hope. Why he is saying we have one God, one Savior, one faith, and one hope? Why he is saying one hope and one faith? That means you cannot have your hope in somebody else. Our God is one, but we believe in triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is one God. One body means we are all believers, but we are all one in Christ. And so he says we have one hope of your calling. That means God has called you with a definite hope. And that hope should be in Christ Jesus. And that hope will keep you doing things for Christ or giving grace to look for his appearance. Without hope, our life will be miserable, like St. Paul said a few seconds ago. We read it. And so let's read Galatians chapter 1, verse 5.
For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
Where is our hope? He says, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. That means he's saying hope is not for earthly purposes, means not here. Your hope is laid up in heaven. Jesus Christ is in heaven right now. We are on earth. So, Colossians chapter 3, first three verses.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Set your affection on things above. Above means what? Heavenly things. Not on things on earth. That's what St. Paul says. If you believe in Christ on this earth and you're not thinking about heaven, you're not thinking about the heavenly things, you will be most miserable. So, read verse 3.
For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Right. So, our life is hidden in Christ Jesus. So, wherever Christ is, we're going to be there. And right now we are on earth, but the spiritually we are sitting in heaven with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Read that Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
See, this is our hope. We are on earth. We are raised up to heaven, and we are sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It seems to be difficult to understand, but it's not difficult. Once you are in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, you are reading the Word of God, and your mind is one with God, or your spirit is one with God, you can feel the presence of God, and you will feel like you are lifted up in heaven, and you are sitting together with Christ Jesus. Even though we are on earth, but our spirit man can be sitting in heaven. When Jesus Christ was on this earth, he said the same thing to Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus, I'm talking with you, but at the same time, I'm in heaven. Let's read that St. John chapter 3, verse 13.
And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven.
Okay, you didn't put it there. Okay. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He was talking to Nicodemus on earth. He says, no one went to heaven, no one came from heaven, but I'm the one talking to you right now. What Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he was talking to you, you must be born again. And he is saying, I'm with you right now, but the Son of Man which is in heaven, he is already in heaven. So Jesus Christ was on earth the same time he was in heaven. The same thing is with us. When we are born again, we are on earth, and the same time we are in heaven sitting with Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. So this is a great mystery for the believers. But it's not too difficult to understand when you read these scriptures and compare this scripture with the Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. It sounds that if it is possible with Jesus, it can be possible with us, because he promised us, when you are born again, child of God, then you are on earth, but at the same time, you can be in heaven same time. And that is our hope. That is a Christian life. Okay. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27.
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
What is it? Which is the Christ in you, the hope of glory. So what is trying to say? Gentiles, people do not know what God is. They don't know the mystery of God. They don't know the detail about heaven. They don't know what Jesus Christ means. They don't know God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They don't know why Jesus Christ has to come as a man. They don't know why Jesus Christ died and stayed 3 days in the grave and came out. They don't know why Jesus Christ went in heaven and how he is going to come back, why he has to send the Holy Spirit, why he has to give all these 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, all these things to the mysteries to Gentiles. They would not understand. What is this? But God has given us this hope in Christ Jesus, and that's what he says, which is the Christ in you, the hope of glory. When Christ is in us, then our spiritual eyes opens, and then we are able to see much more better the heaven, heavenly things, spiritual things opens to us. Otherwise, if person is not born again, the Bible is just like a black and white thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, if any man in Christ Jesus, he's what? He's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things became new. That means once you are born again, we are all the old things goes away, and now we can understand everything new, because we have the mind of Christ, we have the mind of God, then we can understand better things than the heathens. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 and 19.
That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have, as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil.
So what he's trying to say, within the veil, in the Old Testament, there was a most holy place, and the holy place, there was a curtain in between. But now, that curtain is moved when Jesus Christ died. You remember? That curtain was torn from top to bottom. But now if you have hope in Jesus Christ, now we do not have that curtain or veil because we have surety, like the anchor is holding the boat, not moving anywhere. The same way, our hope and our faith in God will not make us move away from godly thing. That's why he says we should have that kind of hope. Go back to the verse 18.
That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
Okay, so he said our God never lies. Our God is a true God. So we, when you're hoping, get hold of that hope that God has given to us. The hope is given by God, and our God is not lying. We are going to go to shore to heaven. There is no veil in between because of Jesus Christ. So get hold of this hope. Don't give up your hope. That's what he's trying to say. Okay. Now we are going to read a couple of verses and we're going to finish it. Titus chapter 2, verse 13.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Now see here, this is very important. He says, looking for that blessed hope. Now, what is that blessed hope? We know that is Jesus Christ. And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, who is Savior Jesus Christ? He said, he's a great God. He's not saying God the Father and God the Son is coming. He's saying the blessed hope we have that is in Christ Jesus. And that Christ Jesus is coming gloriously. And we are going to see him. And who is he? He is a great God. And he is our Savior, Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is coming. He is coming with a glorious appearance. And he is coming for us. So he is not an ordinary man now. He is a great God and he is our Savior. So he is saying, if you have that hope, that glorious hope, then you will make it. Hope also makes you purify. So now when you looking unto Jesus Christ, he's coming. And just think that if you don't have hope, then you live miserable life, live sinful life, and live the way the whole world lives. But if I having that blessed hope, Jesus Christ is coming, then I'm going to purify myself. I'm going to look forward for Jesus Christ to come, so I will be not entangled with a sinful life. Because my God is coming, and he's coming for the Holy Church. As we know in Ephesians chapter 5, he says he's coming. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, 27, he says he's coming for the church. That church who doesn't have any wrinkle or any fault or any such thing. He's coming for the holy church or holy bride. So he says, if you have that hope in Jesus Christ, he's coming back, then you will be purifying yourself. And how that hope is? That hope is not for today or tomorrow. That's a living hope. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Okay, now what he's trying to say, our God is a good God. See, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively or living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What is he trying to say? He's saying, you know, we had hope in Christ. Christ died and he came out of the grave. When he came out of the grave, we got hope. Hope of resurrection. Our God is not dead God. He's alive. And so he said that hope we have in Christ Jesus, that hope is not dead anymore. That hope is alive, a living hope, lively hope. So why? Because Jesus Christ is risen and he has given us that kind of hope. So we are not going to go down, we are going to go up. That is our hope. So we have the living hope. If Christ comes today, we will be gone. Our hope in Christ is alive. Lively hope we have. Because we believe Jesus Christ is alive. You remember Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. Jesus Christ says, I was dead. But now I'm alive forevermore. That is the hope for Christians.
I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of hell and of death.
So what he's trying to say, I was dead. He's not ashamed to say I was dead. Because some people do not even believe Jesus died. Some religions say, oh, he didn't die. There was another man died and things like that. And they won't say he was not buried because they said, oh, his body, they took it away. Jesus says, hey, look at me. I was dead. But now I'm alive. I'm alive forevermore. And that gives us a hope to Christians that our God is not a dead God. We are not worshiping dead God. We are worshiping a living God. That's why St. Peter is saying, we got lively hope. Our hope is eternal. It's not for one day or 2 days. Okay. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3.
And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure.
Okay, now we need this hope. You don't understand what hope he's talking to. Let's read the verse 1 and 2.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. That is the hope. That is the hope we have. When Jesus Christ will come, we will be like him. So he says, for we shall see him as he is. That means Jesus Christ is coming. And when he comes, we are going to see him. And he's going to transform us just like him. Verse 3. And every man that had this hope. What hope? Jesus Christ is coming. He will be transforming us just like him. And we will be going with him. If that hope somebody has. So that's what I'm saying. If every man that has this hope in him, in Christ Jesus, purifies himself, even he is pure. That means if you want to go to heaven, if you want to meet Jesus Christ, if you want to be like him, then purify yourself. And that's the kind of hope believers should have. If you don't have that hope, you are not going to purify yourself, you are not going to make it to heaven, and your life on earth will be miserable if you don't have hope that Jesus Christ is coming. So we are going to finish this subject, that sanctification by hope is going to make us perfect. If you do not have hope, we will be miserable. We will be not purifying ourselves. We will be not looking for Jesus to come. We will be not preparing ourselves. So why are we doing this? Because we have hope in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus is called hope of glory. And so whatever Jesus Christ had, we are going to get it. And so as I said earlier, the hope is eternal. Hope is lively. Hope is not going to vanish away. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity.
Okay, faith and hope together. If you don't have faith, hope will not work. You have to have faith, and then when you have faith, then you will have hope for future. And the love can be present. Our God is love. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your love abideth with you, and then love for God will give you hope for tomorrow. So, the faith, hope, and love, they are all going to be for eternity. She said, abided forever means for eternity. Because we love God, we trust in Him. And when you have faith in God, you hope for Him to come. And when you hope for Him to come, then we will purify ourselves because we want to meet Him and He can change us as He is. If you don't have hope, then we will be living miserable life. We will be living sinful life. Even though if you have faith in Christ today, but if you don't hope for Him to come tomorrow, without hope, we cannot live a Christian life. So let me summarize in a nutshell. Holiness starts with the Word of God. If you don't have the Word of God, you cannot purify yourself. If you don't have faith, you cannot purify yourself. If you do not trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, you cannot be purified, you cannot be cleansed without the blood of Jesus Christ. And then if you trust in God, and if you have faith in God, if you trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, then you will be obeying Him into water baptism. And the water baptism also purifies us, we already studied. And then when you are born again, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, taken the water baptism, then you will get the Holy Spirit, or God will fill you with the Holy Spirit if you ask to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit also purified us, we already studied. And then we learned the trials and fiery trials makes us pure. And today we learn the hope also have some part in purification. So our study is finished for this subject of holiness. Okay, shall we rise? We are going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to You. You are a great God. Thank You, Lord, for giving us grace to learn about You. Your word says, learn of Me. So, Lord Jesus, we are here to learn about Jesus Christ. Open our spiritual eyes and let us understand, like St. Paul is saying, we should know everything about God. All the mysteries are revealed to us in Christ Jesus. Without Jesus, we will never know the Father. And without Jesus, we will never know heaven. Without Jesus, we will never understand the spiritual things. So Lord, we thank You for Jesus Christ. You have given us great hope in Christ Jesus. And as Your word says, Jesus Christ is the hope of glory. We are going to hold on to that hope. As Your word says, lay hold of that hope. So Lord Jesus, give us grace to hold on to Jesus Christ and do our journey through Jesus Christ. We commit ourselves into Your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.